Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning and it is our privilege to be on the air. We're praying that God would bless this morning in His message, that I might have the grace to preach the things that God would have me to, and that you might have the ears to hear those things that would mean so much to you in your spiritual life. We would like to take this opportunity to give you a personal invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet each Sunday at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock with classes for all ages. And remember, we give you a personal invitation to come to these services. Bring your families, your Bibles, and hear the Word of God that's taught in our Sunday school. You don't have to worry about not hearing the truth. For our teachers teach from the Bible, and we invite you to come and bring your families, knowing that you'll hear what God has to say. Our worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and you're again invited to come to this service, knowing that what you hear will be from the precious Word of God. And so, you come, and we'll make you welcome at these services. Our evening services begin tonight at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. And you're invited to come. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday night. And so these are our services and we give you this personal invitation for you to come and hear the Word of God that you might worship God in spirit and in truth. We'd like to preach this morning from the book of John chapter 14. And we'll read verse 5 as we consider this subject. It does make a difference what you believe. Look, notice now with me in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now look what Jesus answered in verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now remember, our subject this morning is, it does make a difference what you believe. We'd like to use 2 points in this message. Point number one is that it makes a difference what you believe about salvation. And then point number two, it makes a difference what you believe about service. Let me tell you this morning that those 2 points will comprise all of our lives. For salvation is the greatest gift that a man, woman, boy, or girl will ever receive. There is none greater. And then the point of service involves what you do with what God has given to you. Salvation encompasses what God gives to us, and service involves what we give to God. And so it does make a difference what you believe. I know that there are some people that say, well, you know, we're all trying to get to heaven, and as long as you're sincere, everything will be all right. Let me let you consider this story. There was a man one time that had a severe headache. I mean, it was a severe headache. This man went to the medicine cabinet and took down a bottle, put 2 pills in his hand, and took the 2 pills with some water. It wasn't very long until that man died. An autopsy revealed that the man had taken poison instead of taking headache tablets. Let me tell you, it does make a difference what you believe. You see, the man was very sincere when he went to the medicine cabinet and he took out the pills thinking and reasoning and very sincerely thought that he was taking headache tablets. But instead, he took poison and died. Do you know that there's a lot of people today that are very sincere in what they believe, But let me tell you, the Bible says, and I read it to you in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible said, and Jesus said it, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The truth of the matter is, concerning your salvation, that there is a right way to be saved. As a matter of fact, there is only one way to be saved, and that is to believe in Jesus Christ. There was only one time in the entire Bible that the question was asked, what must I do to be saved? And there Paul and Silas answered that question in the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 30, when they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That is the only way. A person might be very sincere and believe and trust in their good works to get them to heaven. But let me tell you, that is a false trust. That is a wrong hope. And it will not work. There was a time some years ago when I was pastoring in Illinois, and there was a man that came to one of my church members' house, and he was going to change a light. And this was an outside, one of those vapor lights that ran off of 220 volts. This man came with his pliers and he cut the wires and he let those wires fall to the ground. And I watched him from a very far distance. And I watched that man as he walked over and he picked up this wire and he moved that one. And he picked up another wire and he moved that wire. And he got all through with that and he walked toward the house where I was. And I said, you know, that's pretty risky moving those wires without cutting off the electricity. Because I was thinking, man, you could kill yourself doing that. And this man looked at me, and he kind of grinned, and he says, you know, it's not quite as risky as trying to go to heaven without trusting Jesus. And you know, that's the truth. You can trust your good deeds all you want to trust them, but they'll not get you to heaven. You've got to trust Jesus in order to go to heaven. Some people are trusting their church membership, that membership will get them into heaven. But you know, it's not so. There are some people that are trusting their baptism and thinking because they've been baptized that they will then be ushered into heaven. Because after all, baptism is a command of God. Being a church member is a command of God. But I would have you to know that Judas Iscariot was a baptized church member who did not go to heaven. You see, the only way into heaven is to trust Jesus Christ and to trust Him alone. It does make a difference what you believe. Let me ask you this as we get into the second point concerning our service. It does make a difference what you believe. The Bible, if you would turn to the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. And I want you to read with me what this verse says. It makes a difference how you serve God. You know, somebody had said, well, you know, I believe that we ought to serve God this way. Let me remind you, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, when you're considering your salvation, you know you can't be saved except by obeying what God said in His Word. And when it comes to service, the only way that you can serve God and serve Him right is to serve Him according to what He said in His Word. We are going to be judged out of the Word of God, not out of our minds, but out of the Word of God. Now, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, the Bible said, and let's read verse 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Now, the Bible says very clearly here that in order for us to receive a crown because of our service toward God, we must strive lawfully. In other words, we must serve God according to what He has said in His Word, and not according to what we devise out of our own minds. The story is told about a man who was running in a race with other people. They had a starting point and they had an ending point. They had a certain track that they were supposed to go on between the start and the finish. And all of the runners stayed on the track except one. And this one runner, he got off the track, took a shortcut, and crossed the finish line first. Somebody said, well, that's a good way to get to the end of the race before everybody else. He must have won. No, he didn't run. And the reason he didn't win the race was because he didn't run according to the rules of the race. He was disqualified because he got out of the track that he was supposed to be in. And so he lost the race. And the same exact thing happens to people today. You see, God gives us in His Word the instructions whereby we are supposed to run the race. And if we don't serve God, if we don't run the race according to the precepts laid down in the Word of God, then we shall not receive a crown, for we have run that race illegally. So we must strive lawfully. Now let me read to you what the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21. The Bible says, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Just let this verse soak down into your heart and into your mind. Because you see, salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved us by cleansing us from sins by His own blood. And then we serve God in His church. We don't serve God anywhere else, but we serve God in this world through His church. And His church is His body. The body is the local congregation of people where we meet together and worship and serve God in that fashion. And so what a marvelous, great truth this is. I'm glad today that Jesus Christ loved His people so much that He did not leave them without a place to serve. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16 that Jesus built His kind of church while He was here during His personal ministry. And Jesus gave to His church in the book of Acts chapter 2 the power to go out and to serve Him and to do it the way He wanted it done. I'm glad the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 that in these local churches that God has placed their apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we might grow up and be the kind of people we ought to be. Now, how are we saved? We're saved by the grace of God, His way. And how do we serve God? We serve God by the grace of God, His way. This is the way that it is. And I'm grateful that God has not only saved me, but He's given me a place that I can serve Him. And that place is His local church. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri, and see if it makes a difference what you believe and what is practiced at our church. May God bless you, is our prayer. Thank you now for listening.